Okay, weekends always start early right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I'm your host, Elissa Walker-Campbell. We would love to connect with you. Join us online at Twitter, at eRadio Sports. You can always email the show at Elissa@YahooSportsRadio.com. We are zeroing in on the Sun Belt Conference, specifically Texas State, visiting with their head coach, Dennis Franchione. And Coach Fran, talk to us about, obviously this turbocharged offense. I want to talk to you some more about that because installing a no-huddle, a hurry-up offense, obviously it's difficult to defend, but were you surprised last season how quickly your guys were able to get comfortable and to execute it when they made the change?
I was. When we told them we were going to go to the spring practice, they were all fired up. And the coaches did a great job of creating a system with brief calls and communication devices so that we could go fast. I think we were the 13th fastest team snapping the ball in the nation last year, which is about where we'd like to be. We don't necessarily think we've got to be the fastest team in the nation because we do a few things differently than some people. We're a little bit of a combination of Oregon, Baylor, Auburn, and what we've been in the past, and those are the teams that we've studied, maybe a little BYU. And so the players embraced it from day one. They were fired up about it, and it is a popular mode in college football, and there's some tremendous advantages to it, and they picked it up very quick, and that's, we dwelled on the point that the no huddle is not how you win. Execution and assignment sound is how you win, and good fundamentals. The no huddle gives you an advantage when you do those things well.
Well, Coach Fran, you're spot on. 76.7 plays per game. You talk about play production and that execution in a hurry. Tell us and all the listeners across the country, who are some of the receivers that return? We've already highlighted your quarterback in Tyler Jones.
Well, Jacobs Gaines, C.J. Best, Brandon Smith, they've all played a lot of football, and they're all seniors. Ryan Gary's a senior, but we're expecting big things out of DeMond Mercer, who's just going into his redshirt sophomore year. He has big-time speed. Bryce Gunner, we brought in a junior college kid in Quamaine Bowens that I think has a great upside for us. And so we feel good about them. I think they really had a pretty solid year all in all last year, and I think they'll take some steps. And they're C.J. Best and Brandon Smith, they've all hit home runs for us. They've all made big plays, and that's what you need out of that core.
Okay, we're going to shift gears. Let's talk about things defensively. You highlighted it a little bit, but some of the new kids on the block. Texas, the Lone Star State, it is a fertile recruiting base. Who are some of the kids that could come in and really make a difference?
Well, I think one of them who should come into his own is Jeff Banks. Jeff's 6'6", and about 230, and he played a good, some last year, but big steps in spring practice. Kareem Berry is another guy that played some last year, but I think will really come into his own. We signed a junior college linebacker in Teron Fitzgerald that can really run, and I think Teron will be a good factor for us at linebacker in trying to replace David Mayo, who was, last year if they stayed on the field from sideline to sideline, David would get him eventually. he had several 20-plus tackle games.
Right.
David Mittens had a great year for us last year at corner, and that was first-team all-conference. And we had a corner, Craig Mager, selected in the third round, and he was voted second-team all-conference, and David was voted first-team all-conference. So that bodes well for us at that position. We've got to have Brandon McDowell or Javonte Arroy or Andrew Aniki, somebody kind of come through at the other corner position, but I liked what I saw in spring practice. I think one of the biggest things that in all the personnel issues is that our guys from top to bottom are comfortable in their defense right now, the expectations of how to do it, and the coaches. Last year, the first month of the season was a tremendous learning experience. Coach Johnson came in about a week before we started spring practice, so the coaches were finding themselves a little bit, learning the new system, and we're much farther along. And then you throw in the guys like Dilla Rosemont and Damani Alexi, who are veterans now back there that have played very solid for us at safety. And I think those guys have set the table to have a better year. And we've got a little more depth on that side of the football than we've had. And we've got a sleeper too. Roosevelt Pearson is about 6'6 and about 255. But he tore his Achilles last year in summer workouts, never played it down. So, we did get to see his spring practice, and that was a good learning time for him. But he's a guy that you talk about maybe not known a lot of yet, but can make an impact. He certainly got the tools to do that.
Okay, we're quickly running out of time. Texas State head coach Dennis Franchione joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. The Bobcats, incidentally, they have six guys in the NFL in training camp right now. And I want to go back and talk about David Mayo, selected by the Carolina Panthers in the fifth round. How do you envision his game translating in and crossing over into the NFL level?
You know, if anybody could go in there and do a good job, it's David. Mm-hmm. He's very intelligent. He's very intense. He's a great student of the game. He can run. He's strong. And as a head coach, your heart feels good that a good person had good things happen to him, and David certainly fits in that category.
And you got to give some love quickly to Darryl Morris. The Houston Texans signed him, too.
Well, Darryl was a free agent from a couple years ago. He was with the 49ers. Now he's with the Texans, and Darryl is another outstanding person, and we're excited about his impact. He's done well for his first 2 years in the NFL. And the great thing about all our guys, and I have to plug here just a little bit,
mm-hmm.
not only have they made the NFL, but they have college degrees.
Wonderful.
And we're proud of that.
Well, it's such a pleasure to have you with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, talking Texas State Bobcats. Of course, last year they were 7-5. They opened their season September 5th on the road. They're packing their bags and heading to Florida State. Let's catch up once again. Thanks so much, Dennis.
All right, thank you.
Okay, much more straight ahead tonight right here in hour number one of Yahoo Sports Radio.